Fishborough has indicated in their response and the auditor, there are nuances even to some of the agreements that I think need to be flushed out a little bit more, because as I, you know, I want to first of all point out, Dan Saltzman is the first person I approached about the IPR changes that I proposed back in December, and he was a full-fledged partner with me from that point on. So I know we're both approaching this from the same perspective, but having said that, I want to make sure that what we do, if it increases transparency, doesn't somehow, to the detriment of the Bureau, cause problems in their own processes that don't help us achieve our goals. So
if I could, I'd like to, you know, mid-January to get back with a substantive sort of along those lines, substantive response, and move forward from there.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume coming back for council action is sort of at an end point of that, so that folks can agree or disagree about, you know, whatever we come back with. But that's what I need. We got a lot on our plate right now, mm-hmm. and I don't want to drag this out longer than we should, but at the same time, I want to take the time to show respect for the good work that's been put into this effort as well, and come back to you with some substantive reply, not just sort of a rhetorical reply.
Well, that sounds good. I mean, I'm certainly happy with that timeline. I think, as Andrew Meyer said, there's a certain momentum to issues, and, you know, there's a concern that the momentum dissipates. So I think that works well in terms of keeping with a time frame of there's been a lot of work done. We need to at least do up or downs. I think there's probably, you know, I think recommendations that maybe have a strong majority or even a super majority, as Mr. Kramer referenced. I think some of those recommendations I would like to see considered by the council. I think the issues raised about the preponderance of evidence standard versus the reasonable person, not being an attorney, but it made a lot of sense to me, as explained by the various people I met with or listened to today, as something we ought to look at. I don't think that was one of the standards that, or one of the recommendations that made unanimity.
It didn't.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like the idea that the council comes back in January or so, mid-January, and have a discussion, maybe a recommended slate of recommendations, but also the opportunity for us to offer additional recommendations. I would probably want to stay within the confines of the recommendations totally put forward by the committee. I think it's fair to sort of stay within the 41 or so, but I guess that's really each council member's prerogative on that.
I do think that we're having a discussion that it needs to include one more elected official, the auditor sitting back here, who is charged with the oversight. Do you want to come forward and weigh in on this discussion, Levon? I think you might have an opinion about some of what we're discussing.
Well, I have lots of opinions. good afternoon, Mayor Adams and Commissioners. Levon Griffin-Blade, City Auditor. We've had questions about what the next steps are amongst ourselves all along. We know that we have at least one major housekeeping issue that needs to occur, and mid-January would satisfy that, and that is to extend the term of CRC members to 3 years. There's whole agreement on that, and we have recruited and are ready to appoint a couple of new members who are expecting to serve 3-year terms. So there is that. There are a number of other items that I'm not sure if they that are already current practice or that we are developing a procedure or a process for or plan to. And those I'm not totally convinced really need to be part of an ordinance. They may just need to be added to our protocols. So there's that kind of stuff to flesh out for sure. in terms of the discussion about preponderance of evidence. I asked Mary Beth Baptista, who is the IPR director, to join me so that she can answer any questions from our perspective that she might have about that.
Beyond what you've put in your written submission?
Not necessarily from my perspective, but you may have more questions beyond that yourselves. I'm not sure.
Well,
or if now is the time to do that, or now is not the time to do that.
No, I mean, I want to, it's everyone, you certainly can if you want. I want time to go through not only what's in the report, but we received some information
right.
more recently, and I want to sift through that as well. We also have existing requests for improvements from the Albina Ministerial Alliance. I want to compare this to that, our own internal service improvement work plan. So you can air it out now. I'm not ready to make any decisions.
That makes complete sense to me, and we're open to doing whatever you would like us to do.
Well, I would appreciate an encapsulated version of your position on that. I mean, not everybody viewing this has all the documents we have in front of us.
Right, that's true.
It's been testimony. What's your take on the reasonable person versus preponderance?
So I have to tell you that the reason why I asked Mary Beth to do this is because I'm not an attorney either, and she is. So.
And I realize I'm on thin ice because I'm not either. So.
No, I think it's unfortunate the way that this kind of came up during the stakeholder committee, because I think it came up as, oh, it's an easier standard to understand, so why don't we just switch to it? And to a layperson, it could seem that it's just easier to understand, so what's the big deal of changing it? But as Mr. Kramer pointed out, there is a standard for an appellate body. And I think his example was a good one, but I think CRC is more analogous to the appellate body that goes to the decision than the fact-finding body. And frankly, the manner in which our system is set up is that there are fact finders, and those fact finders are either the commander and or the review boards, and the CRC is the appellate body to determine whether or not that decision is reasonable. They're not a fact finder in that situation. So that's really, I mean, as far as I think we may want to go today, just the bare bones of where our position is in addition to what was in our response.
And I think that was a very eloquent description of the issue, because as I read this, and I was briefed by a number of the people who are part of the committee process, what I learned is I can't really look at the standard of review in isolation. I have to look at it in terms of an additional proposal, which would change the essentially ground rules of what CRC does and go from an appellate body to more of a fact finder. And by the way, you said that there's fact finders, there's appellate bodies. We also know that sometimes appellate bodies kick things back
right.
to fact finders with instructions to do fact finding. So it doesn't mean an appellate body can't do fact finding. It sometimes, though, is kicked back to the...
And that's exactly the structure that we have. That is one of CRC's options, is to kick it back to the investigative body for the fact finding.
But I just wanted to piggyback on what you said, because your testimony makes clear to me that you can't look at the standard in isolation from what is the role.
Right.
And the role is a question that, in good faith, a lot of people have raised questions about and have offered some views, and some others have disagreed with. I think that's one we need some time to think about, mm-hmm. because that's not just changing a standard of review. That's a fundamental, in my view, a fundamental cornerstone question, which we need to make sure we get right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. Can you please call the roll? The vote? Sorry.
Fritz. I greatly appreciate all the work that's been done here and the good spirit that's accompanied this discussion. We're really quite in a different place than we were back in March, and I commend Commissioner Leonard and the auditor and the whole committee and the whole community for engaging in this process in such a constructive manner. It is significant that there isn't complete consensus either within the stakeholder group or with the stakeholder group and the CRC, the Citizen Review Commission, the auditor. I find myself agreeing with and disagreeing with some of the recommendations. And I agree that with Commissioner Leonard that we should move forward on the pieces that we can reach general agreement and continue to discuss those where there are differences of opinion. I especially appreciated Andrew and Maya's suggestion to discuss each proposal. I'm not sure that we want to do all 41 at once because it's really difficult to discuss 41 things in the amount of detail. And as you've just evidenced on just that one piece, there is a lot of additional information that needs to be considered. And sometimes there's additional information that the council needs to consider in the broader context of how the council operates and how we manage bureaus and interact with the public that is in addition to what happens in this particular issue with the independent police review process. Some of the pieces of the recommendations that I especially agree with, building, and I think we all do, building more trust between the community and the police. And from my part, the Office of Human Relations and the Community and Police Relations Committee of the Human Rights Commission will continue to work to further that. And as we do with the crime prevention staff and the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, there's actually a lot of really good things going on with our community and police relations. I particularly appreciate the participation of police officers and the business community and Sisters of the Road and others with the Sharing Public Spaces Sidewalks Committee, where we are discussing really important issues and listening to each other. And so there are good things happening, and I appreciate everybody's participation in that. I think we all agree with adding diversity in the IPR investigators, and you've said that that's something that, of course, you're working on. Giving the CRC permission to make policy recommendations directly to the police bureau, that seems increasing communication is always good. And then, of course, increasing the term of CRC members to 3 years, which they agree with. Significantly, they don't agree with increasing the number of commissioners, of committee members. And so that's also an interesting example of where the stakeholder group had near consensus. But then when you're talking to the people who are actually doing the work in the committee, they feel that it's working better with 9 than it would with 11, and that they can manage it better in that process. So that's an example of where I'm not supportive of the stakeholder committee's report, even though there's such an amount of consensus on it, because hearing from the CRC, it sounds from the people who are actually doing the work that they would do it in a different way and still accomplish the same goals. I'm interested in changing the terminology from service improvement opportunity to non-disciplinary complaint, but I'd like to hear some more about a discussion about that. One of the examples of where I think we need a lot more discussion is in changing the rules for the auditor to hire outside counsel. And that, in the context of this discussion, may seem like something that's easy to do. Then you find out that it's in the charter. And then if we're talking about changing the charter, then we need to look at does the charter envision the relationship between the elected auditor and the elected city council, and what are the responsibilities of all, not just on independent police review, but on the whole gamut of what the auditor does and what the city council does. So I think that needs to be considered very carefully and probably in discussion with a charter commission that would be formed after the Portland plan is done, so that we have a very well organized and broad outreach to have our whole community engaged in that kind of a discussion. That certainly the police accountability part of it would be one aspect of it, but there's a whole realm of other issues that come into play when we look at each of the 6 elected officials on our city council and the auditor's office being able to hire independent counsel. I think that it's definitely worthy of discussion and something that needs to be done very, very carefully, especially since if it's enshrined in the charter, that meant that the founding organizers of our city thought that that was really important. There are things that you can do right now, though. Those who said, well, we don't want it to just go on the shelf and, you know, let us know later. We just heard that we'll bring back some things in January, but we're currently starting the budget process. And some of the recommendations were about staffing at the CRC and the budget, things that affect the budget, which the auditor's office will be having a budget advisory committee. The city council will be having budget hearings. Those are things that citizens can participate in and advocate for right now without, and they're really, I think, properly belong in the budget process rather than in this particular package of recommendations. So I encourage you to be involved in that. We're starting up almost immediately, I think, with those budget hearings and budget committees. So there's definitely opportunities to continue to be involved, continue to participate in helping to make these very important decisions. In the meantime, thank you very much for all the work done so far. Aye.
Leonard?
I, too, want to thank all the work that everybody did leading up to this point, including the council last March, and but particularly, once again, recognize the work that was done by the entire work group. It was challenging, but would have been more so without, I think, the steady hand of John Campbell, as I pointed out. So I want to acknowledge his great work as well. Aye.
Fish.
I want to add my voice of thanks to Commissioner Leonard for the work that culminated in this report, to the technical team, and to all the citizens and all the participants who took time to make this report. One thing I have learned during my service on council is that when it comes to police accountability issues, we have always benefited from taking a little more time to get it right. We've actually had that discussion here in the past. And I think when we have more time, we get it right. And that's because we are at the intersection of lots of very complicated issues. Some are policy, some are legal. Some have unintended consequences. Some have to be negotiated at the bargaining table. Some can be implemented. Some are inconsistent with other laws. The more time we have to actually think that through, and then the chance to test drive some of these things, I believe the more thoughtful the outcome. I will say that in my first 2 years on council, I don't remember a more contentious issue that has been dealt with in a more thoughtful and respectful way. And that includes the council hearings we've had where people have testified. That it also includes, frankly, the briefings I've received in my office from people with very strong views, but who at all times have been very respectful of the process and I think extremely thoughtful in presenting their views. And I tell you, just as a policymaker, I find it a lot easier to do my job in that setting. I know people bring lots of history and passion, and they bring their politics, they bring their own views of the world to these things. But when we do this in a thoughtful and dispassionate way, when we take the time, we get a better product. And when people can come to council and testify and we can disagree publicly, we get a better product. So, but to do that, you have to set the table and you have to do it right. So again, Randy, congratulations.
Thank you.
And I've had a chance to get my hands dirty with a lot of these recommendations. And where there's a sharp disagreement between people I respect or among people I respect, I'm going to take some additional time to make sure I understand what's driving that disagreement and how we might find some common ground. We all share the desire to increase oversight and accountability, and we all are seeking that balance. And I think this is a positive step forward. We may not agree on all the recommendations, and reasonable people, adults, can disagree and still find common cause. But I think this is a productive exercise. So thanks to all who have been involved. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank Commissioner Leonard and the committee for all their work, and the facilitators for their hard work. This is a good product, and the auditor's office and IPR. I think there's a lot of good recommendations. I think we should move on those that are unanimous, and I think we should have an opportunity to look at others that are not unanimous, but still within the body of the 41 or so recommendations, and have the council take up or down votes. I didn't mean to single out this preponderance of evidence versus reasonable person, although I'm glad we got a chance to air that, but I wasn't just singling that out only as one of the potential changes that we should look at, or I'm certainly interested in learning more about between now and when we come back and do this in January. But I do think we should have a full discussion and opportunity to entertain and vote on other recommendations that go beyond sort of the near unanimity. But good work. Aye.
Adams.
Thank you, Commissioner Leonard, for taking on this very difficult task. Thank you to John and your team and to everyone involved. It's a very thoughtful report, and the comments that accompanied it, I agree, were equally thoughtful. We're going to go through each recommendation, as I mentioned, compare that to the comments that were submitted, and other recommendations for improvement that have come in over the last couple of years from the auditor, from outside groups, and return to council and to commissioners with the Bureau's best thinking for moving forward, how to move forward on each of the recommendations, and where they also are very similar to other audit improvement recommendations or other improvement recommendations focused on the Bureau, how we try to do more, you know, with one improvement effort, try to cover a couple of different sources of the recommendations for improvement, if that makes sense. So trying to look for twofers and threefers of improvement. How's that? So thank you. Aye.
5 minutes up.
We are recessed for 7 minutes. Oh, great.
Where are you talking to?